sign the last bill in 90 seconds. Yes, the last bill we was. So I was that, you see, I say today. Like I said, it's the Rockies defense of the president's family. Burner, got a good hand, impressed the fact that he wouldn't sign until we got the right of air. Well, we're not.
Corruption thing after it's had time to ride through the peace business and see where it sits now. really probably.
That's the point. Except that you irritate yourself with it.
Well, it might.
See?
Yeah, except you know whether you have a problem on the beach thing, for instance, for Thursday night.
Oh.
What you're saying on Friday and Saturday on the road.
Yeah.
You can't do anything about the corruption thing.
I don't think I'm going to say anything different.
But we've got our guys worrying about the corruption thing. I don't think we should be. I don't think we can do anything about it.
But on the peace thing, I don't know that anything we are not opposed to change.
No.
We are. It's all right. Do it anyway.
I'd like to verify that one. If that, if there's been a shift, as that thing indicated, I'd like to see if we've got a reading as to why.
So be it.
Yeah, it's
inevitable.
It's not a
expected long before now. Fortunately. If there was a shift though, then we could probably continue some. I think those things do not just shift and stop. Most of you could attribute it to an extent to a government testing campaign. You know, it's bound to do some good.
I don't know. I'm not so sure it is bound to do some good.
Something happens. Something happens.
Cranks up his people, maybe.
Well, something happens to cause a bullshit.
Yeah.
Basically. So it's got to be something. So if it isn't, it's, if it isn't his commercials, the attacks, if it isn't that, and so forth, what the hell is it? I mean, among the people that you speak about, said they shifted, that you're bored and kidding. I don't think the potential of those. I mean, if you look at it, basically, the young and the cat, look at the young and the manual workers, basically, are your major shifts. What the hell caused them to shift? The young ought to be shifting the other way with the peace thing. If anything, college times, right?
Unless they don't believe it.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe. On the other hand, and also, I must say that their professors are probably getting it from hard now.
You got some, yeah, who don't want peace. They want the peace.
They want conflict.
The conflict. And they don't like you settling.
The massive frustration. The other thing is, continued harping. So what does kind of set the big man, that can affect that man in order, the guy that sits in the car and scrounge around and make himself a buck.
I'm going on Friday to Chicago at the airport and to Oklahoma, but I understand there's a hold on Providence, Rhode Island.
Well, that's Rhode Island.
And that's Rhode Island, but not Providence.
Right.
Okay.
So you got to make a trip.
Why don't you just not say Oklahoma City?
To Chicago, Oklahoma.
Chicago, Oklahoma.
And Rhode Island.
We'll have the details on the first.
Yeah, we'll have the details. And then, Ron, if the question arises, well, this has got no week. We've had these. Mind if you say we decided not to order cages in Chicago because the president at a time in the city was mourning because of this. Or anything. What do you think?
That's it. I'm going to put it on the basis. I laid the groundwork for it this morning when I announced the press that you were spending time with your staff today. And these are the things that you had in mind doing, and because of the readjustment of the Chicago thing,
taking another look at how
you finish off the final edits, and this is it, man.
Right.
No meet more tomorrow.
Yeah, and the president also is making up his work on his schedule for Saturday.
Right. Right,
we'll have another announcement tomorrow.
Tomorrow, and probably more details on the Friday for you.
Right. Details on Friday and our plans for Saturday we'll give you tomorrow.
All right. Okay. Yeah.
And it's been how you get along this morning.
Fine, I got all along. And the wires are moving. We're not going to be stampeded.
the deadline this weekend, or deadline for the election, because the president's primary objective is to achieve a peace that will last, and will provide, will assure the people of South Vietnam way to determine their right to determine their own future.
I suppose the line, the Confederate step of the line, that's like a soul's badge.
No, I don't think so. They're not going to be.
Is it true, you know?
No, it's true.
They're just bitching.
And I said, Chrysler has been.
It's not a bad deal. We're not going to make one.
I said, the only deadline that we're negotiating, and I said the president, is one that will bring a lasting peace. I said, the president has insisted that the United States, the negotiation, be meticulous, nailing down a few outstanding issues that remain to be discussed.
So they're raised again issues. There are no misunderstandings, because there were in 1968.
And I made the point. I said that too often in the past, agreements have been entered into before the details were nailed down, and they have not resulted in peace. And then the wires picked up the 1968 understanding.
But obviously, the Netherlands, you understand today, to be very direct about the fact why overall, because it's a very important Senate race there. Why would that one? Because it's very interesting. He thinks these are two fine Senate candidates.
Right.
And when you announce North Carolina and New Mexico, say, well, if you're going to vote for the states, we're not taking any statistics. See, for example, Oklahoma is a state the president has always carried, but he's not taking any for granted. And this is any candidate. You can also say Rhode Island is a state he has never carried.
Right.
And he's not writing it off. And he's not writing it off. Just sort of play it that way.
Okay.
That's a nice touch.
Okay.
The same will be true that you could say tomorrow with America and Mexico. Go ahead.
Okay.
Where do you think the best thing to tell our people who do background?
to.
But we want to get correct. But I mean, don't lie. Don't be dishonest. That's right. My point is, you don't have to go in and say, and the guy asks the question, well, really, what do you think is the reason? Well, maybe that's true. It makes you look good. But not the guy, that's
my point.
That's what they all think. They're all trying to prove that they're fair and an objective. Now, that's what elections are about. Not about being objective.
Sure.
I'm sorry, of course, sir, to help with being objective. You're going to be objective, you're going to be just your advocates. Every one of these persons, people are an advocate. They're not supposed to be high and mighty people sitting below the battle. I'm trying to judge how that we could have done better.